In the first reading today, St. Paul says something that we must recognize. He said, "Once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." He didn't say once you lived in darkness, once you were darkness. And now you are light. Not that you live in the light, you are light. If we are in the state of grace, then the light of God is in us. It's not just that we are in the light is in us at that point, and it needs to radiate through us. It's exactly what St. Paul's talking about. He says, live as children of light. Isn't that what we were just praying? That as God's, let us behave like God, as his children. God is light, and that's what we are to be in the Lord. So when Jesus said, let your light shine so that people will see your good works, the light is God. He has to shine through us. The Lord told us that he came to light us, put us on a bushel. You don't light a lamp and put it underneath something, but to put it on top of the stand. So again, there are lots of places where he points this out to us. Now the question is, are we truly living this way? It's easier, quite honestly, to be able to live just according to an exterior set of rules. That's exactly what we see in the gospel. Jesus heals this poor woman who had been under Satan's bondage for 18 years, and they get upset because it happened on a Sabbath. Rather than looking at the charity, they simply looked at the rule. Now, under normal circumstances, yeah, it's a Sabbath. You're not there to work. This wasn't exactly working. This was an act of charity. They didn't see that, because all that they could see were the external rules. And if it's the external rules only, we're just going through the motions. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing on one hand, but once again, we're not doing it for the right reason. We want to do the right thing for the right reason. And the only way to do the right thing for the right reason is if we have charity. If we have true love of God and neighbor, then we're going to act in the way that is the best. And if we're acting out of true charity, we're not going to violate the law, because the law is God himself. And the more we're conformed to God, the more we're going to follow everything that the church teaches. But it's no longer doing them just because this is what I'm supposed to do. It's doing it because of charity, because I love God and I love neighbor. And that's why I would do what I would do. That's the goal for all of us, if we can see that. So if we're going to be light, and that light is only in the Lord, we're not light by ourselves, because as the Lord made very, as St. Paul made very clear, you were darkness. We were darkness. There was no light of God in us. We were made in the image and likeness of God. But if we're in the state of mortal sin, the light of God isn't there. So we were darkness. But now we are light. It is by God's doing, not by ours. Yes, we had to cooperate. We actually had to go to confession. We had to get our sins forgiven. We have to be striving to live a holy life. But it is the Lord who is the light. We even pray that every single day at the traditional Mass when we do the last gospel. The light came into the world. The light came into the darkness, but the darkness was not able to overcome it. Well, that's the darkness of the world, but it's the darkness of your soul and mine. The light came into the darkness, and now radiates out of us. so that it has completely transformed us from being darkness into being light. So the question when we look at ourselves, I guess, is how translucent are we? The light is there. If you're in the state of grace, how much is it radiating through? If it's radiating through a little bit, that means we still have some junk in the way that we need to get out. If it is being magnified like it was in our Blessed Lady, then we're doing what we're supposed to do. So in most of us, yeah, maybe it trickles out, maybe. So we've got some work to do because the light is there and God interiorly has transformed us. Now it's our turn to cooperate with that grace to bring about the fullness of that transformation so that and being conformed to Christ, being conformed to the Son of God, we can live as children of God. If we're living as children of God, then we're living as light. That's exactly what we're being called to do. Recognize the gift. Recognize the great mercy of God and what it is that He has done for us. And once we can recognize that and truly embrace it, then the gratitude for what He has done should be such that we would want then to conform ourselves to Him. And when we do that, then we will live as children of light.